The financial regulator has published some research they carried out on personal finances. Mary O'Dea is the consumer director of the financial regulator. Mary, when was the research carried out and what were the results?
We carried out consumer research in December, which showed that over a quarter of consumers said they'd experienced some drop in their income in the last 6 months. This could be due to any number of reasons, such as a cut in their Christmas bonus or perhaps their hours of work had been reduced. Over two-thirds of consumers said that they would make some changes to their personal finances in light of the recession. 45% said they would budget more carefully. 40% said they would cut down on day-to-day spending. And 10% said they would reduce their credit card spending. Some other tips to help you manage your finances include: go back to basics, complete an overall annual financial health check. Then, when you know what you have to work with, make an ongoing budget plan. Cut out the little luxuries. For example, buying a jar of coffee to last you a little bit longer might be better than buying a coffee every morning, and that could save you nearly €800 a year. Review your outstanding debt repayment options with your lender. So if you're finding it difficult to actually meet your debt repayments, talk to your lender about it and see can you reschedule these. Move any outstanding credit balances to a credit card with a 0% balance transfer to help you pay off your bill. But remember, of course, that some of those 0% offers expire after 6 months, so keep an eye on it once you have transferred it. Don't pay out more than you have to. For example, on our website, It's Your Money, you can see how much you can save on various financial products like your credit card or your home insurance, and make sure you're getting the best value for money.
So basically you're saying shop around for the best value. What advice would you have for consumers who are worried about living beyond their means in 2009?
2009 is going to be a challenging year for some consumers. But if you prioritise one financial goal this year, it should be to budget and live within your means. Try not to use credit to fund a lifestyle that you can't afford. Instead, see where you can make your money go further by looking at your day-to-day spending. Our practical money tips on itsyourmoney.ie will help you start off the year on a good financial footing.
Good advice if you're just beginning to have problems. What about those who are already having difficulty keeping up with their repayments?
If you're struggling with debt, explain your circumstance to your lender as soon as possible. You may be able to negotiate new loan options. There will be costs down the line, but it'll make things more manageable for you in the short term. Missing repayments will be held on your credit record for 5 years, and as a result, you may find it more difficult to get a loan or mortgages in the future. The main thing is not to ignore mounting debt, hoping that it'll go away. Contact your lender immediately and try to work out a solution with your lender. If you're in severe difficulty, you can talk to the Money Advice and Budgeting Services, your local MABS.
Okay, so how about people who are not having problems currently? How do they avoid debt?
Do a complete financial health check, listing your annual income and spending, using the health check on itsyourmoney.ie to help you. This will show you where you need to make immediate changes. To avoid ending up in severe debt, budget on a regular basis. It's very easy to spend more than you earn, especially if you don't track how and where you're spending your money. So log on to itsyourmoney.ie to get started with our online budget planner and practical money tips.
And the website again is itsyourmoney.ie. Mary O'Dea, Consumer Director with the Financial Regulator. Thank you.